there's some concern about census information not being turned in, and that's what we're here to speak about, correct?
We are. We're here to talk about how important it is for Alaskans to get their census responses in and let them know that it's been a bit of a moving target and there's some misinformation out there because of the pandemic. So the new deadline to complete the questionnaire is September 30.
And what is some of the misinformation that you feel is out there?
Well, the big one is the deadline. Because of the pandemic and where the Census Bureau was in counting Alaska when they shut down their field operations, there was a call by the Bureau back in April that they were going to extend the self-response period, which is what we're in now, until the end of October. Well, a couple weeks ago, they went back and said, no, they're going to actually end the end of September, and we're afraid that that information is not being translated, that different stakeholders and partner organizations are operating under the impression that they have until the end of October to help get responses in from their respective areas, and it's really important that everybody understands that September 30th is the new deadline.
Now, you mentioned the self-response deadline. Will there be additional gathering of information after September 30th? Will there be, like, door-to-door or phone calls, or is that the end?
There's not going to. That is the end. We're technically in what they call a non-response follow-up period. So we are asking Alaskans to self-respond either online at www.2020census.gov or by calling the 1-800 number 1-844-330-2020. In some areas, the census is still trying to do in-person enumeration, but that is hampered by, of course, the coronavirus and efforts there to contain the spread. In the big cities where it's maybe a little easier, they are intending to send enumerators out to do in-person follow-up, but we don't know if that's going to be possible for much of rural Alaska, and we suspect it is not.
Why is it important to fill out your census information?
Oh, geez. You know, what I tell people is it's not just about government services for vulnerable populations, although our state RIC, TANF, SNAP, Head Start, all of those programs are funded by census data. But the statistics actually impact everyday things that many of us, you know, just take for granted. Driving on roads, landing on runways, dropping our children off at public school, using medical facilities, all of these infrastructure vehicles are funded through census data. So if we are not responding and getting that information in, it's very difficult for our congressional delegation to continue to advocate for increased funds for Alaska. We know how expensive it is to build up here. We know how big the state is. Now we have to go ahead and help make the argument through the census statistics that we do have residents, individuals, families, babies, grandmas, grandpas living out in these remote rural areas, and we have to have working runway lights, for example. So that's really why it's so critically important in an everyday scenario. Also, voting and redistricting, making sure that our state legislative districts are drawn in such a way that there's equal power and representation, all of that's related to census data.
Right now we're speaking on September 3rd. Do you have any sense as of this date how the response has been? I imagine it varies from place to place within Alaska, but just any sense of how we're doing data-wise so far?
We're doing okay. Not as great as we want to be. We're operating in a B-minus range. We think that about 81% of the state has responded at this point based on our assessment of the data. We want to make sure that we understand that to really be sure that we're operating at that level. But there are certain areas that are harder to respond and that are not doing as well as other areas of the state. So we're really focusing on those places right now. And a lot of them are our remote rural communities and hubs.
And are there particular populations that aren't responding as well?
Well, there's always harder to count populations. Alaska Natives being one of them. There's language barriers, communication barriers in terms of broadband, and then, of course, the age-old geographic barrier. So we don't want to see the undercount that happened in 2010. There was an almost 5% undercount of Alaska Natives and American Indians that several different leading scholars believe is probably closer to 8, even 10%. And that just is, you know, a vacuum of hundreds of millions of dollars out of communities that really need it. So we've got to work to make sure that that doesn't happen again, and to the extent it did in 2010.
You mentioned rural communities and broadband problems in many communities. Is that a barrier that makes it, in a sense, impossible to collect that data, or how is that being handled?
Absolutely. Well, in Alaska, the census does a very aggressive boots on the ground in-person enumeration of most of what they call remote Alaska, what Alaskans refer to as the bush or rural Alaska. And that's the exact reason why. They know that rural Alaska doesn't have broadband like urban Alaska or the rest of the lower 48 does, and that's why it's so important that there's somebody there in person to take this information. And even, you know, in some communities with winter storms, spring storms, where phone lines are being knocked out, that's another barrier to getting everyone's response in. So, you know, we face wide broadband challenges across the state, but a lot of organizations such as schools, tribal councils, city offices are opening up their Wi-Fi to allow residents to self-respond.
I heard a story earlier today that was also saying a big part of the problem is that people right now are busy out hunting and fishing, trying to store up for the winter.
Absolutely. So ending September 30th is really a worst-case scenario for Alaska, because you're right, we transitioned from fishing to a lot of our communities, especially in the interior, that are getting ready and that are already out on hunts. So many of them are operating under the now false information that they have until the end of October. And as a former rural resident myself, you know, raised out in the grass, I understand this. And when it comes to what's more important, feeding your family for the winter or filling out a census, it doesn't it's not a surprise that people are going to fill their freezers, because their kids have to eat. They need to eat through the winter. But we are asking every Alaskan, rural, urban, no matter where you live, to just take the 10 minutes that is required to fill out the census, because the impact is so large.
And if it's just you alone, it literally does only take a minute or two. It just takes a few minutes to fill that out. And if you have a larger family, I think, like you said, you know, maybe 10 minutes to do the entire form.
Yeah, I think you may have just heard my baby. That's my little five-month-old Kula. I have four kids, and I filled the census out over sleep deprivation when she was when she was a very, very newborn. Even entering everyone's information on a tiny iPhone and checking it before I submitted it, it took 11 minutes and 36 seconds. So this is something that can be done quickly, and the return on the investment is so great. If one person did not fill out the census because they don't feel that their information matters, that they're out in the middle of nowhere and it's just not worth it, that costs the community about $3,500. If you multiply that by 10 for 10 years, because we're not taking this information again until 2030, that's $35,000 per person. A family of four that doesn't fill out the census, that's almost $150,000 that is missing from Alaska. And we need that, especially now as we're getting ready to head back into another recession, a deeper one most likely. Every amount of federal resources that can come our way because of the census, we have to be able to receive it. And we can't receive it unless Alaskans are filling out the census.
Okay. If someone received a paper form before, is it too late to mail those in, or can
nope.
you still mail them?
Not at all. If you were one of the lucky ones to receive that and you kept it, please fill that out. Please send it in. Also, if you're Alaska Native and you live in a mixed-race household, whether you're married or not, we're asking that when it gets to the list of who's in the household, you list yourself first. The benefit of that is it's the whole house counts as an Alaska Native house, and that's important for funding. So my family, for example, my husband and I have four kids. I'm Alaska Native. I'm an enrolled tribal member to a Grass Native Village. All of our children are. He's from Hawaii. When we filled out the census, my name went in first because we have five Alaska Natives living in the house and then him from Hawaii. Whereas if he filled out the census and listed him first, our house would not be counted as a Native household, even though he's the only non-Native in it.
Okay. And again, remind people if to fill out this form, where do they go? And also, let me back up on that. For those who receive paper copies, you were given a number, like an identifier number, but you don't need that number in order to fill out the form online.
You don't. So how you fill it out is exactly what you just said. If you have that paper copy around still, fill that out, drop it in the mail. If you have the identifier from it, you can also log on to www.2020census.gov and start filling it out. Type in your identifier. If you don't have the identifier, that's fine. The Bureau will identify you through your address, so you'll still be identifiable to them. And if you don't have broadband, or if you'd rather just speak to a person because you're totally fatigued on Zoom and everything else, which we can appreciate these days, you can call the 1-800 number, 1-844-330-2020, and they can take the information right over the phone.
Okay, great. Lots of really good information, and again, the deadline not that far away. So is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Just one final thing, if I could. If you are Alaska Native, when you get to the race question, it asks you to put in the name of your tribe. As a friendly reminder, that is not your regional or village corporation. That is indeed your federally recognized tribe. So using myself for an example, I'm a Doyon shareholder. I also am a MTNT shareholder. That's my village corporation. But on the race question, I put in McGrath Native Village because that's the name of my federally recognized tribe. Now, if you don't know the name of your federally recognized tribe, you can find it on AFN's website, or there's a few others as well that have the list of all of the federally recognized tribes in Alaska. But worst-case scenario, just put in the name of your village, and that will be enough for the Bureau to make the connection.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for all of that great information.
Oh, I really appreciate your time today, and don't forget to get those census questionnaires and Alaskans.